in the first ward I took over, there was a patient, this by now is 1947, there was a young Polish Jew from originally from Warsaw, though not from the uprising in the ghetto. He'd left before then, aged 40 with an inoperable cancer. And I knew he had no relatives and had a few friends. Followed him up in outpatients, and when he collapsed a few months later, his landlady got in touch with me while he was waiting to go to hospital, and I went to see him, and then I followed him and visited him about 25 times during the 2 months that he was dying in a very busy surgical ward. And he was David Tashmer, and who is really the founder of the modern hospice movement. And when David died, having quietly come back to the faith of his fathers, but not seen a rabbi or anything, he made me his executor and left me this legacy. He said, I'll be a window in your home, and it turned out to be £500. And so that's why we have a commitment from the beginning to openness. Openness to the world, openness, of course, to patients and their families, but openness among ourselves. And I didn't realize all of that to begin with. I just had the rather symbolic picture of a window. But two other things he said, or one he said and one I knew about him, were equally important sort of pillars of hospice. And the first was, I only want what is in your mind and in your heart. He wanted me to say something to comfort him, and I was repeating Psalms, which I knew by heart. And then I said, well, shall I read something to you? And that's how he used that phrase. But thinking about it afterwards, I realized, or began to realize, that it could mean everything we could offer of the mind, and that would mean research and constant inquiry and constant learning.
Yes, exactly.
And increase in understanding. But it had to be given with the friendship of the heart. Yes. And then when he finally died, I had an absolute assurance, keen evangelical Christian as I was at that time, he's safe. It's all right. He had freedom of the spirit to find his own way, and I've never worried about anybody as to which way they found their end of their journey. If they went safely, I could commit them in a peace. And so the openness, the mind and heart, and the freedom of the spirit were built in hospice in 1948, and then it took me 19 years to build the home round the window.
Now, how did this man know so much? How did he have this appreciation? Was he himself a physician?
He was working as a waiter.
Yeah.
His grandfather had been a rabbi,
yeah.
but he was, as he said, I'm only an ordinary fellow.
Yeah.
But he had a sensitivity. I mean, he told me one or two books that he'd read, which were rather surprising. And he had a sensitivity in that. And we discussed what would have helped him more than the very busy ward he was in, excellent though his ward sister was, but it was a 50-bed ward. It was huge.
She was busy.
And she was certainly busy. And that's why he said, I'll be a window in your home. The idea of a home came out of conversations together. But, I mean, he was obviously... that's a very poetical thing to say.
Yes.
I'll be a window.
Yes. Yes.
And he was special, David. I was very fond of him.